With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, your daily dose of strength, resilience, and balance. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to guide you through this wild ride called life with a little wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and maybe a few embarrassing stories along the way. Today, we're diving into something that feels oh so essential in our always-on, instant gratification world. Developing patience and understanding every day. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic, waiting for the coffee to brew, or your internet decides to take a nap right when you need it most? Yeah, we've all been there. It's easy to get frustrated, impatient, even downright angry. But what if I told you there's a better way to navigate those moments, not just survive them, but actually thrive? Here's the deal. Cultivating patience and understanding isn't about becoming some Zen master who never feels anything, although that would be pretty cool. It's about training your mind to respond to challenges with grace, clarity, and even a little bit of humor. Think of it like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. So, what are some practical ways to level up your patience game? First, recognize that impatience is often rooted in fear. Fear of missing out, fear of failure, fear of being inconvenienced. Take a moment to identify those underlying anxieties. Are you afraid of falling behind? Of looking incompetent? Or just plain annoyed at having to wait? Once you pinpoint the source of your frustration, it becomes easier to address it head on. Second, remember that everything happens in its own time. This is a universal truth, whether we're talking about personal growth, waiting for a promotion, or even getting that perfect avocado toast, don't worry, I feel you on that one. Trying to force things usually just backfires. Instead, focus on what you can control. Your attitude, your actions, your reactions. Third, practice mindfulness. Seriously, it's not as cheesy as it sounds. When you find yourself getting impatient, take a few deep breaths and bring your attention to the present moment. Notice the sensations around you, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the smell of freshly brewed coffee. Okay, maybe that's just me. This helps shift your focus away from the source of frustration and allows you to respond with more calmness and clarity. 4. Cultivate gratitude. It might seem counterintuitive, but focusing on what you're grateful for can actually decrease feelings of impatience. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even the awesome playlist you discovered last week. This helps shift your perspective and reminds you that there's plenty to be happy about, even amidst the occasional annoyance. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, patience is a practice, not a destination. You're going to have good days and bad days. When you stumble, don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you about something that happened just last week. I was running late for an appointment, you know how it is. Traffic was backed up, my phone decided to have a meltdown, and I thought I was going to be completely toast. But then, as I was sitting there fuming, I noticed this little boy playing with his toy truck in the car next to me. He was completely engrossed, oblivious to the chaos around him. It was such a simple reminder that sometimes the best thing we can do is just take a deep breath and find joy in the small moments. That's what it's about, right? So how are you going to level up your patience game today? Remember, even tiny steps make a difference. Take a moment to practice mindfulness during your commute, express gratitude for something you appreciate, or simply offer a kind word to someone who needs it. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep building that stoic core and remember, patience is a virtue, but sometimes it takes a whole lot of practice and maybe a good cup of coffee to master.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.